USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The latest jobs report is proof America continues to climb out of the depths of the pandemic. President Biden saying that Friday after learning that almost 560,000 jobs were added in May.
This much is already clear. We're on the right track. Our plan is working. And we're not going to let up now. We're going to continue to move on. I'm extremely optimistic. I hope you are as well.
Biden credits the American Rescue Plan for growing the economy by providing more access to the COVID vaccine. A microbiologist who once denounced those who question the origins of COVID appears to be backtracking. New York City doctor Peter Pelosi was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he told London's The Daily Mail, a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The country's largest vaccine incentive program has its first group of winners, California holding its Vax for the Win vaccine lottery with prizes totaling over $116 million. The grand prize, $50,000. Governor Gavin Newsom Friday drawing the names of 15 winners out of more than 21 million eligible. The names of another 15 winners will be drawn next Friday. Former President Trump will be banned from Facebook until after in the midterm elections. Facebook announcing Friday Trump will be reinstated to its platform in January 2023. Facebook CEO Nick Clegg on CNN.
What we've done in response to the comments we received from the Independent Oversight Board is to stipulate what penalty we think should be applied to match the gravity of what happened in January, and we're applying the most severe penalty that we have.
Trump responds by saying the suspension is an insult to those who voted for him in the 2020 rigged presidential election. Trump banned from Facebook after the company says he incited the Capitol Hill riot in January. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House addressing the growing threat of cybersecurity hacks. Here's Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns. She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A basketball legend reflects on his career. Here's Tim Berg.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
Oh, I know a lot more. The one constant, I'm always trying to learn, and I think I listen better. I don't micromanage.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.